Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday, small things you can do to make a big difference. And you ever wonder what's wrong with your face, Raven?
Yes, all the time, really.
Tired eyes, crooked teeth, undefined cheekbones, crooked nose.
Yeah, I figured that was just gravity and time, actually, but it's something else?
Yep. No, you're breathing wrong.
Great.
According to an expert, you should be breathing strictly through your nose 99.9% of the time. So it's mouth breathers that have all these problems, and a lot has to do with the position of your tongue when you're a mouth breather. And most of the time, you don't even realize it. Like, when I was starting to do all this research last night, and I was reading everything, I was trying to pay attention to my own breathing, and you don't even realize whether you're a nose breather or a mouth breather, and you breathe more through your mouth than you actually think you do.
I mean, when you're talking and walking around, yes, I would imagine that you do that.
Yeah. So our bodies produce 30 pounds of air every single day. We get actually more energy from air than we do from drink or water or from anything, from food.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the things you need to be alive. So, yeah, I get it.
But you need to focus more on breathing through your nose and not through your mouth and being more conscious of it. Because, well, the first benefit is your nose has these nose hairs and it filters out the dust, the mold, bacteria. If you're a mouth breather, guess what? You're ingesting all the mold.
All right. I mean, I primarily breathe through my nose, I think, except you've got those days where you just can't do it.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was watching you so far throughout the day just to like, I was trying to pay attention and you don't. You have your mouth open all the time.
I mean, but I'm allowed to have my mouth open.
You're not. The problem.
Wait a minute. What?
The problem with having your mouth open is the position of your tongue. And that's where all the other problems come in, because the position of your tongue, like when you close your mouth.
Okay.
Close your mouth.
It's closed. Yes.
Your tongue is supposed to be resting behind your top teeth. When your mouth is open, even a little bit, it falls. And that's where all these problems come in with, like, your jaws, your cheeks, the positioning of your nose, why your eyes look tired, all of it.
Sounds crazy.
The experts say, wait for this, you're going to freak out. You're supposed to use a small piece of surgical tape to tape your mouth shut at night when you go to sleep.
Good.
So you, that, because if you're snoring, that's like one of the big reasons. It's because you're taking in all the bad air through your mouth.
When I hear these crazy, crazy things, I just think to myself, how did the caveman make it? How did we evolve from Neanderthals?
Well, funny you bring that up, because they brought up the fact that 5,000 years ago when yoga first started, there was no downward dog or all that stuff that we do now.
Right.
The whole thing was based on nose breathing, and it was learning to breathe through your nose.
Yeah.
Even athletes have learned that if you breathe through your nose on the field, you have better focus and you have better performance. Now, what I've done is I have found an Irish expert in
this.
Tell
that to Eli Manning.
He's going to give us an activity that we can do to help us become better nose breathers. And I'm going to ask you to do it too. Ready?
Please.
I'd like you to take a small breath in through your nose, a small breath out through your nose, and pinch your nose.
Pinch it.
Now start nodding your head up and down and hold your breath until you feel a medium to strong air hunger. And I need you to continue holding your breath. Continue holding your breath and continue nodding your head up and down. When you feel a strong need for air, let go and breathe through your nose.
So now I'm going to see how long can you hold your breath. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. Are you going to pass out? Are you going to pass out?
I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
I had to open my mouth.
All right. Now, don't stop. Stop breathing through your mouth. Breathe through your nose. By doing that, you're going to manage anxiety, have better blood flow through your body, improve your brain function too. Feel better?
That was through my mouth. So
okay.
No.
Okay.